The Royal Rumble has come and gone, and it's officially Mania season again, which means it's tailgate time. The Mania Club tailgate party takes over the parking lots of MetLife Stadium for the fourth annual event benefiting Connor's Cure on Sunday, April 7th. This year, for the cost of just $70, your ticket price will benefit Connor's Cure and aid in the fight against pediatric cancer, and includes all-you-can-eat food, all-you-can-drink beer, soda, juice and water, a music DJ, a live interactive WrestleMania pre-show featuring the New Age Insiders, special guests, and more. There will also be several raffles, and participation in our legendary cosplay contest for your chance to win some amazing prizes is highly encouraged. Underage? No worries. The Mania Club Tailgate Party is a family-friendly event, and all the previously mentioned, minus the alcoholic beverages, are included for just $40. Tickets are available right now via links available through the Mania Club Facebook page, at Mania Club WWE on Twitter, or by visiting newageinsiders.com/tailgate. The official parking lot number will be announced very soon, so stay tuned for the final location, which will be closer to the big event than ever before. Once again, join us April 7th from 11 to 4 on Mania Sunday for the ultimate tailgate party with the Mania Club, with proceeds benefiting Connor's Cure. We'll see you there.
Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yay! We're on Twitch.
We're back.
Welcome, stream enthusiasts.
Yes.
Podcast viewers.
Aficionado.
Listeners, you don't view a podcast. You can watch this one, though. Oh, look at that graphic. We are live on New Age Insiders TV.
.com.
Yeah, exactly. And .com. Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. It's the whole new way to take in the New Age Insiders live every single Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. You know the deal by now, but we want to see you guys on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. Tell your friends and subscribe. And oh, by the way, Twitch is a monthly subscription thing. So if you've subscribed, even if you're Amazon Prime, it's all the same. You just got to go back and be like, yeah, I do want to keep subscribing to the New Age Insiders. And you definitely want to keep subscribing to twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV because launching tomorrow, maybe today if it's your Thursday morning because you didn't listen live, it's a podcast, the debut of No. You're crazy. Yay. We're going to be talking about aliens in the debut episode. Aliens, UFOs, extraterrestrial visits, the pyramids, and why the United States government and really the world's powers cannot allow you to know not only about extraterrestrial life, but their influence on the planet you live on. All that and more live Thursday night, this Thursday, January 31st, 8 o'clock. PM Eastern Time, because that's where we live. Twitch.tv /New Age Insiders TV. That's where you're going to, the only place you're going to be able to see that live. So come on down. I'm very excited to talk aliens and UFOs and pyramids. I have very, very strong opinions and passionate feelings about this issue. I'm very excited. Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. It is fun. And oh, by the way, We're going to be talking about Dean Ambrose. We got some information that hasn't quite hit the internet yet, and we're going to keep it vague because, as you know, it is best to keep these things vague. But we're going to tell you what we know in a kind of a roundabout way when it comes to Dean Ambrose and his potential, only potential departure from WWE. And we got some information from people we trust that Dean Ambrose and WWE might be trying to slide a fast one by you. But we'll talk all about that. Hideo Itami has been released from WWE upon his request. That is not speculation. That is fact. We will talk about the release of Hideo Itami, one-third of Kenta Devitt-Steen, and then there were two. We'll talk all about his departure, his run in the company, sort of a weird...
Even weirder than Nakamura's.
Quagmire-ish run, way weirder than Nakamura's. Nakamura won the Royal Rumble. No matter what, that'll always be a thing. The only person we ever take that away from is not here. And we'll also talk about Ronda Rousey. Why? Not because of the rumors about her leaving, because those are false. And we never ran with those because we never heard from anybody that knew what they were talking about, that Rousey was just going to up and pack and leave after WrestleMania.
Year.
Right. That was, and people like Ric Flair said it. Well,
Ric Flair's a crazy person.
Yeah, Ric Flair's 70 with the brain of a baked potato. So we'll, so it's like, you know,
son.
We replaced your heart with a baked potato.
Yeah, right. You have 5 seconds left. One of the greatest movies of all time.
It is.
The South Park movie. But we're going to talk about Ronda Rousey because it is Ronda Rousey's 1 year kind of unofficial anniversary with the company.
Yeah, it's your 1 year review.
She debuted at the 2018 Royal Rumble. We just had the 2019 Royal Rumble. So we're going to talk all about Ronda Rousey as well, what we thought about her first year in the company. And yes, her future in the company, whether we believe she's going to pack her bags and go, whether or not she is going to take a significant break after WrestleMania, which is sort of what I lean to. If anything else, she might be on the Raw after Mania, and Dave just threw something at the wall and saw if it stuck, and this time it didn't. Who knows? But we'll talk all about that and much, much more, and definitely another huge live plug for the Connor's Cure WrestleMania tailgate. We hope you guys know by now that NAI Mania is one of the biggest things we do every single year. It's one of the highest anticipated things on our calendar every single year. We love seeing you guys and meeting you guys and going out and really just feeling like we all went to WrestleMania with a gigantic group of friends. But on the business side of things, it is the biggest and most important New Age Insiders wrestling weekend of our history. NAI Mania 5 is going to involve not only, of course, the fabulous Connor's Cure WrestleMania tailgate. Bill gave you all the information where you can get tickets. You can go right on newageinsiders.com/tailgate, and you can go right. That'll send you a direct link right there. You can drink beer. All you can eat food. A chance to win prizes. A chance to win a championship.
Cosplay contest.
You're going to be there with, what was it, like over 1,000 people New Orleans?
It was just a ton.
There were so many people there. And Nakamura was there.
And Sheamus. The real Sheamus. You're never going to change my mind.
I have a picture on the computer. I'll flash it up on Twitch.
The real Sheamus was there. You're not going to change my mind on this. And it's a blast, and all the proceeds go to Connor's Cure. We don't see any money from it, the charity. It just goes straight to Connor's Cure, an unbelievable cause. And speaking of Connor's Cure, they are going to be one of the presenting sponsors, as are the New Age Insiders, for Chaos for a Cause, the first ever New Age Insiders presents a live wrestling show.
Is that officially what we're calling it?
That's their name for it. That's what they're calling it.
Cool.
Cool. That's what they're calling it. That's the name of the show. But for the first time, as part of NAI Mania, a live wrestling show Saturday. It's going to be either between 12 or 2 o'clock, but we know it's only going to run till 5. That way, if you have a New Japan ticket, you do not have to choose between coming to the NAI show and going to New Japan. You'll have tons of time to get to the arena from the New Age Insiders wrestling show, you know, presented with Chaotic Wrestling, the Mania Club. Tons of sponsors. Well, you know, it's all on the website. But you do not have to choose. Takeover is Friday night. Our show is Saturday afternoon, and New Japan is Saturday night. There are no big, oh man, guys, I love you, butt choices to make. Come on down, see an awesome night of live wrestling. We got some surprises in store for you, and we're hosting this thing. We are thrilled. We're putting on, we're presenting, we're being part of a live wrestling event as part of NAI Mania 5. And a number that ends in a 5 and 0, which has a very real term. Vince likes to celebrate them. We like to celebrate them. And so we're going out bigger than ever in New York, and we're thrilled. It's going to be awesome. So New Age Insider.
Can we just come up with the term then of the 5 or the not?
Okay. Well, yes. By the end of this show, we will have an official name for a number that ends in a 5 and a 0. Bill, make a note.
Deal.
But we're thrilled. And newageinsiders.com/tailgate, huge props to the Mania Club. Shout out to those guys who are doing outstanding work. Gary and Ashante, who are doing amazing work, like really all year round, to make this event happen and to donate to Connor's Cure, a fantastic cause that we're thrilled to be a part of. Huge shout out to those guys. Follow them at Mania Club WWE. And just get ready for really what will be the best weekend we've ever been a part of. And we can't wait for you guys.
And we've been to Disney.
Yeah, right. And we can't wait for you guys to be a part of it as well. So again, newageinsiders.com/tailgate. And when the tickets to the Saturday afternoon, the wrestling show, become available, we'll throw those at you like you wouldn't believe. So we'll keep you posted, but it's coming. And we're very excited. So somebody who has been a big part of WrestleMania's past, a former WWE champion, somebody who has been part of a lot of moments really over the past 5, 6, almost 7 years in this company.
Kind of kicked off the current state of the WWE product.
Right, exactly.
At least was one third of it.
Is Dean Ambrose. And so we're going to let you know everything that we know, and then we're just going to have a big, huge conversation about Dean Ambrose. And also, we're going to talk about Hideo Itami, somebody who is worth mentioning and talking about, that it is his last day in the company. For better or worse, there are things to talk about here. But a lot of people are buzzing about Dean Ambrose, so we might as well just jump right on into it.
Sure.
Just very quickly, though, if it is your first time listening or first time watching on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, my name's Jason Maltov.
I am Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, including during these broadcasts. And please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website where you can get the tickets, where you can get the info, where you can hear the shows, where you can hear the affiliates, where you can get the news, everything that we got going on. Stryker Cinema Series, he is plowing through the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Ooh. And you're going to want to go right around with the ride with him on newageinsiders.com. And altogether, you have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. So the news is out there because not only did major outlets like ESPN pick it up yesterday, but WWE went ahead on their website and
they
quote-unquote confirmed it, including using his shoot name, John Good, right? The statement was saying that, look, Dean Ambrose is not going to re-sign in April. That's going to be the end of this relationship, at least for now. They went ahead. They didn't say best of future endeavors, bah. They said, we hope he comes back.
Yeah.
So that sort of rang my ear in a certain way.
Right.
Now, I must admit that my opinion has changed over the last hour, because one of our more trusted sources, an employee of WWE, that's all I'll tell you, but an active employee of WWE has said that the rumblings in what he's hearing is that this is potentially something that's going to be a long-term swerve to the fans, and we might be getting into a situation where Dean Ambrose becomes more and more of a disgruntled employee. There's some sort of blow-off. You think he's gone, but he actually comes back. So that's what we've been told. Now, I'm going to treat that with a grain of salt because I haven't heard it from two people, and I haven't heard it from three people. So I'm not going to put it on the website, and I'm not going to call it news. It's just interesting to know that somebody who would have an idea of what they're talking about back there thinks this might not be in the up. So I want to ask just the jumping off. You hear, and you see that WWE goes, this guy's done. Without that report, because we don't know, what did you think when you heard that?
So I did think that it makes a lot of sense. In the same way that CM Punk didn't really kind of fit in with the WWE model, at least the one that he was in at the time. I think that it's kind of the same thing. I don't think that John Moxley, right, or John Good fits into what WWE wants of their superstars. Now, I don't think that he's some sort of wrestling creative genius, but when you come from modern day CZW to then have to be wholesome in the WWE, that transition's very hard, and I do think that there is a ceiling that he is working under that he wishes he wasn't.
I agree with that.
And so, like I said, I don't think that he, you know, like the Brock Lesnar thing, where it's just like,
I throw that out the window.
Yeah, no, but it's like, I don't think that he's coming out here being like, guys, I want to take a Sawzall blade to Seth Rollins' face. And it's just like, no, Dean. Like, John, no, right. Can't do it, right? So same thing. I don't think, but I do think that it's very much like, hey, I want to be a darker character and I want to insinuate that I'm going to blow up the building. And they're like,
yeah.
No.
That's exactly what I think it is. I think that he wants to be like evil and twisted and mean and like have a very like Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we want Nicholson's Joker, which is just a more of a fun, wacky clown. And it's like, They're very different Jokers. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like I said, if you watch Nicholson's Joker, it is what it is. It's fun. It's different. It's more lighthearted. He's definitely crazy, but in sort of that like wacky,
right.
Bounce off the walls,
comic booky way.
Right. Meanwhile, Heath Ledger's Joker drove a pencil through somebody's forehead. You know what I mean? Because that's what he's...
Eraser first.
That's what he... Yeah, right. It took extra force. That's what he's here to do kind of thing. You know what I mean? And I definitely think that those are the parameters that Dean Ambrose has just had a tough time filling his entire time here, if I'm being real with you. So, like, personal hate aside, right, because Nate's listening live, and awesome that Nate says literally the only reason he has Twitch is to listen to us. It's the first time listening live in a while. Thanks, Nate. Really appreciate it. Nate's a huge Dean Ambrose fan.
Right.
So what I'm not going to do is sit here and crap all over Dean Ambrose and try to make his fans feel like if you like him, you're in somehow in the wrong or stupid, because I don't feel that way. What I've always thought about Dean Ambrose, and I said this to you off the air, was I think that Dean Ambrose is a talented musician in the wrong band.
Right.
Right? So the way that I would describe it is like, look, Dean Ambrose isn't for me. You know who else isn't for me? Adam Levine. Right?
Yeah.
But Dean Ambrose is talented. Adam Levine is talented. But you know what Adam Levine shouldn't do? Replace James Hetfield as the lead singer of Metallica. Because that's a bad fit. Right? Because you're the Maroon 5 guy, and they're Metallica, and this is going to suck. You know what I mean? And so in that sense, I just feel like John Moxley, John Good, whatever, there's a talented guy there. You can tell underneath the surface, there's something captivating, and you want to like him. I really believe that.
Right.
I want to like him. I've wanted to like him the whole time, right? But then you said, like, I think probably a lot of the things he pitches gets shut down.
Right.
Or they just don't have a lot of creative direction for him at all.
Right.
Or he comes back and he's like, I just broke up like the Shield again, sort of whatever. I just DDT'd Seth Rollins and went like,
and
I'm on my own.
Guy.
Then he stood by a trash fire, got a needle in the ass.
Yeah.
And wore a, you know, like a...
He wears a gas mask.
Right. Which all things that could be fun or interesting in their own way.
But it doesn't have any creative direction.
And all those ingredients didn't make a good soup.
No.
You know what I mean? And so the reality of Dean Ambrose is this. Like, look, I'm going to run this episode under the pretense that he's going to leave in April because WWE said so.
Right.
Okay? But keep in the back of your mind that I'm definitely going on record as saying we have heard that there is a plan. I'll just tell you, we've heard that there's a specific plan that he's going to beat Hunter and then pretend like he's leaving the company, and then all of a sudden he's going to come back and have you go like, whoa, he didn't leave, and they're planting some seeds. That's what we've been told. That, to me, I must admit.
That doesn't... Okay, go
we're,
ahead.
We're 3 months out. I don't feel the need to plant those seeds right now. Like, look, I'm not telling anybody they're wrong. Certainly not a WWE employee.
Yeah.
But I don't know about this one.
I don't know about this one either, just because, to me, I don't understand why Hunter's the payoff. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, the thing with CM Punk being the disgruntled employee was he was going to beat John Cena on the way out with the title.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I just don't understand where it's like...
I don't understand why we're doing it in January.
I agree.
Why? So you're telling me that in 3+ months, he is going to walk away, right?
Right.
And then so we're going to start letting you know that in January?
Yeah.
WWE just doesn't do that. You know what I mean? And again, they don't go on WWE.com and use shoot names.
Right.
Like they did with this guy. It's weird to me that... Because so you say to me, well, then why would they put the website thing out there? Here's why. Here's the train of thought I've had since the beginning, right? And again, taking the information aside, I am going to kind of put it aside for this conversation about that it's a work or whatever. Because I didn't believe that at the time, and I'm going to roll with my initial instinct for the sake of conversation.
Yeah.
I thought what happened was, in a nutshell, Dean Ambrose, because you remember when we watched that 24 thing on him?
Yes.
That guy looked D-O-N-E done.
Right.
He looked, he couldn't be bothered to be in the same room with the camera crew that were just doing their job, right?
Yeah, right.
That guy, unless he's a much better actor than I think he is.
And give him credit for.
The way that I see Dean Ambrose, and again, I'm not a therapist, but just here's my gut. Dean Ambrose doesn't seem to me like the kind of guy that likes people. I have heard from tons of fans that he is a jerk in meet and greets, that he can't even fake it for you, right? that he doesn't like people. He doesn't like crowds. And his whole life, a guy that's an introvert and doesn't like people, that guy's whole life is full of airports and public appearances and arenas and long nights and can't go anywhere without getting recognized. And to me, what I thought when I saw Dean Ambrose is going to walk away and WWE said, but we hope you come back, Dino. What I thought was they went to him and said, time to start talking about a new contract. And he said, I need a break. I'm not signing anything. I need a break. And they went, okay, as long as you're not telling us that, like, fuck you, I'm going to AEW, then we're good because you need a break. That's fine. Then all of a sudden ESPN picks it up. Like, you know, PW Insider picks it up, followed by when ESPN gets it. Then WWE goes, well, shit, it's out there. So now we might as well release a statement and release a statement that says we hope he comes back because in their mind they're going we're gonna treat this as a break and want him to stay on good terms so he doesn't go to AEW.
Yeah, which I think is he's the prime candidate for AEW. Like we talked about it a couple weeks ago when we talked about the Revival asking for their release. Now, I don't think the Revival necessarily moves the needle all that much. Dean Ambrose is a needle mover.
Yeah.
And that's the type of guy that would kind of kick off an arms race, quote unquote, with AEW and WWE, because that guy, and I think we were talking about this the other day, and you were so right, he's Scott Hall.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, wow, man, you're a big deal in this company. Not the biggest deal, but a very big deal in this company.
I can tell this is a big get.
And now you're coming over here. Now, who knows because of who his wife is, but the idea of Dean Ambrose now going to AEW where they're going to offer you basically the same amount of money to be in front of less people is everything that if I'm led to believe what that guy would want.
So here's the thing. This is very, very interesting to me because I know this conversation, people are going to, you know, bookmark this in 6 weeks or, you know, more like 4 months.
At the end of April.
More like 4 months when he doesn't leave and we look stupid for having a conversation about it. That's fine. But I do think it's interesting. And I do think there's a lot of branches that stem off the tree. When it comes to Dean Ambrose leaving, you're right that in theory, there is definitely a scenario where he goes, creatively, I am banging my head against the ceiling and I hate it. I am sick of the travel. I'm bored. I'm both bored and tired and angry and to the point where he just is like fed up with the experience, right? I'm sick of going to Saudi Arabia to not even get booked right. You know what I mean?
To then go to Australia, to then go
to Canada, to England, to all sort, right? It's a grind, man, and I get that. And so it makes sense to me that Dean Ambrose would go, yeah, look, Chris Jericho's going over there. Everybody's telling me there's money over there. It's a fresh start for me over there. But I keep coming back to the fact that I think it's more likely that he takes a significant break. Like, literally, as we sit today in my gut, I feel like there's a better shot that Dean Ambrose retires than goes to AEW.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think there's the most likely shot is that he takes about a year off and winds up back there.
Yeah.
But could he go to AEW? Sure, he could. For some reason, I just don't feel it in my bones.
I also don't. I think the guy's smart as well. And
are you sure he did talk to a plant for a whole summer?
Yeah, no, Dean Ambrose is crazy, but I think John Good is smart.
Okay.
Right? And by that I mean Renee Young is the she's the next Michael Cole. You know what I mean? In the sense of like they're going to strap the company to her to be a big voice. Her and Graves. Yeah. They're going to be the voice of WWE within the next 4 years.
If Cole were to retire tomorrow, they wouldn't replace the seat. It would just be Graves and her.
Right, exactly. And so with that comes a lot of money. And Dean Ambrose can probably afford to take a mental time off.
Yeah.
You know?
I got to imagine. I have to imagine he has made millions plural for years plural.
Right. And so there's that aspect of it. And then, if Renee Young has to support them for a little while, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't think money factors into this at all. I'm not talking about money as far as wrestling contracts are concerned. I'm not telling you that Dean Ambrose is going to go to AEW for a veteran minimum.
No, but it makes sense where it's just like, I'm burnt out. I'm not where I want to be company-wise.
If Dean
I'm going to step away, and it's not like oh, I need to go to AEW. Right.
If Dean Ambrose didn't have $5 million, I would be surprised. Because you're talking about him pocketing $1 million a year for the last 5 years. That seems modest to me.
Yeah.
With the Shield merchandise that he's made and appearances. He was the WWE champion.
Video games.
Right. He was the WWE champion almost 2.5 years ago.
Right.
And so, like, there's money there. So I don't think in any way he has to be like, all right, but I got to keep it cool for Renee because we need this gig.
Yeah,
he might want to keep it cool for Renee because this is the job she wants and he doesn't want to spoil it for her. But, like, I'm telling you, when the more and more and more I think about it, the more and more and more and more I think that this guy is just burnt out on wrestling, not on simply just this idea that he's creatively stifled and AEW is going to be his new fresh canvas.
Yeah.
Because here's the other thing that we haven't talked about yet, too, is if you're Dean Ambrose, right, and you go to AEW, what you're doing in a way, and I definitely want to talk about this in all of its ness, right? If you go to AEW and you sign a 3-year contract, right? You know what that is? That is, I love it because I'm done with it. But from a money standpoint, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns can never be in the Shield again.
Right.
And we can never do Shield stuff. We can reference the Shield because Rollins and Reigns. You know when we can reference the Shield? If Dean Ambrose is retired. Because if Dean Ambrose is a superstar in AEW, we're not going to talk about the Shield because then you're going to ask where the other third of the guy is, and he's over there being a big, big deal.
Right.
When Hogan left, and not that Dean Ambrose is fucking Hulk Hogan, but when Hogan left...
Hey, you know what? He might be having sex with Hulk Hogan.
He could be. But when Hogan left, we stopped talking about Hulk Hogan. We just stopped. We just didn't do it.
Every time.
We just didn't do it anymore.
We still don't.
Right, exactly. Right? So it's... Yeah, again and again. But that's what it would be, is this cold turkey treatment. And so, like, there's so many things. Like, your wife, like, AJ Lee, don't get me wrong. AJ Lee worked for WWE for what? Close to, if not 6 months after Punk left?
Yeah.
So, like, she stayed out her tenure. But you can't tell me that wasn't far more awkward than it used to be.
She was there for over a year more.
Yeah, I think
is that
it was
correct?
Because he left at the Rumble before Mania 30 and she worked 31.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. And so, like, look, she was a trooper and she fulfilled her contract more than her husband can say. But the bottom line of it is, you can't tell me it wasn't more uncomfortable or less comfortable than it used to be when the biggest story in wrestling is your husband's departure, and you're just showing up like you are the 115-pound elephant in the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And so I'm not telling you that like it would be impossible for Renee Young to work there if he went to AEW and became a superstar. But it would probably be weirder for her.
It would be.
And I'm not sure they would renew her. I don't think they'd fire her, but I'm not convinced they'd renew her, to be honest with you. And so, like, between, like, the Shield stuff and his wife and the fact that I don't know. As fun as it is to sit around and talk about AEW and what he'd do and who he'd fight and what it would look like, and I do want to talk about what if he went to AEW, what that would be. But I don't know. There's just something about it that doesn't make me feel like...
It doesn't feel like it's going to happen. It just doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
What do you think his future is?
I think that he's going to early retire.
Okay.
Honestly. Because he just came off of a mass exodus.
Yep.
Right? Like, he was injured for what? Almost six months?
It's more than 6 months. Because the original prognosis was 9 and he came back a little early.
Yeah. So... He just came back a couple of months ago, you know, and now he wants out again.
Yeah, because the idea of him going to AEW, like I said, it's like, I understand why the average wrestler, because that's, unfortunately, this is our future for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Is anybody that you hear is like, oh, I don't think they're happy. They should go to AEW. First of all, AEW is not the cure to every problem in the world. And if you think that Dean Ambrose was going to go become a bigger star, no, you might enjoy the presentation more. That's a personal thing. But in the world of Earth, he wouldn't go be a bigger star.
No.
Because he's never going to work WrestleMania again.
Yeah.
So it's just a different thing. But like, so what would be different about Dean Ambrose if he did go someplace else?
So the way that I said it to you and the way that I firmly believe is that if he was to go someplace else, it would be very similar to Cody Rhodes, right? Not in the wrestling mind aspect, like Dean Ambrose isn't going to leave and then be like, I'm going to create wrestling Woodstock.
Yeah.
You know, what's everything you hate about WWE? I'm going to do the opposite. Like, not that aspect of
right.
it. But more of the aspect of, hey, I was this guy and I was on a leash. You didn't know who I was before. And then you got to know me in WWE and you heard about this other things. And now I'm a hybrid of the two. And I'm much more entertaining and I'm much more polished than I was the last time I was on the indie scene, and I'm much more dynamic than you saw me in WWE because I had this leash. And I don't think that he immediately goes back to CZW and throws people through plate glass windows.
No. The only other place he's going to wrestle is AEW, and I just don't think he's going.
And I don't think he's going. I don't think he's
I think
going.
He's going to take a long break and come back.
I think you're right. I think it's, and I'm talking like years. I think 2 years.
You think so?
Yeah. Because you don't have 9 months off, you know, and then come back and then 6 months later say, I'm done.
So the thing about WWE that can be frustrating, to be honest, is the idea of stop and go.
Yeah.
And the idea where they kind of sometimes like to tell you and not show you, right? So Dean Ambrose misses all this time and he comes back, and I think they did a fantastic job having him turn heel the night that Roman Reigns announced that he had leukemia. Because it was never going to grab you more than it did that night, right? It was already a very emotionally charged night. And the idea that something with the Shield involved, you know, something as serious as leukemia, and then Dean Ambrose could go out there and do that on that night to that guy and all that.
Right, yeah.
It was never going to hit you harder than it did right there, right? And I think they did great. And then it's like, all right, so what's Dean Ambrose going to be? He looks different. He's mean. He's a bad guy now. He's on the other side of this thing with Rollins. What's this going to look like? What's it going to be? And then it turned out to be exactly all my problems with Dean Ambrose since he's been Dean Ambrose, which is, you know, I want crazy and he's more wacky. You want him to be like nuts to the, like, you want him to be Nikki Cross and he's talking to a plant. You know what I mean?
Right.
And with Dean Ambrose, again, even the new Dean Ambrose. So he comes out and he's like, this town sickens me, right? And it's like, okay, here's something sort of
interesting.
But then he like has a segment with a doctor who sticks a bunch of needles in his butt, you know what I mean? And then it's just like, oh, this isn't crazy. This is wacky. And then he wears a Bane coat and doesn't really explain the siren anymore. And now he's just, and now Seth Rollins can't even be bothered with him anyway.
Yeah.
And
he
just
lost the Intercontinental Championship and doesn't care.
He won the Intercontinental title and it felt like, okay, Ambrose is like the guy on this show for a while. And it's like, nah.
Yeah.
And if I'm him, I get that. I get the frustration of being like, I don't know my direction time to time. I don't get to do most of the things I want to do. And I can understand him being frustrated to the point of unhappiness and wanting to leave. I really sincerely get that. But it all sort of, to me, would stem back to him just needing a break from wrestling and not in the vindictiveness of like, you know, yeah, come April,
I'm leaving.
I'm out of here. I also think WWE, to quite frankly, if he goes, yeah, I'm out of here, and they really, really thought he was going to like AEW or something, that you wouldn't see a ton of him moving forward to the point where like
he wouldn't be on WrestleMania.
Right.
They would have given him the Rey Mysterio treatment where it was like, yeah, Rey Mysterio has like another year and a half in his contract and we're just not going to use him.
Yep, exactly. That's the end of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, because he wants to be released. We don't want him to make money for anybody else. So you're just not.
Because I don't want. Oh, well, no, the timing wouldn't have worked. Oh, no, 90 day. Maybe.
What?
If he was to get released like today, 90 days is just after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So
I'm very interested to see what happens with this, especially since we got information that says like there's rumblings that you're supposed to be this upset. The only thing about that just truly truly befuddles me is the stuff like using a work name starting in January for a story that's going to pay off after WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
To be fair, this came out this week and there's only 2 months to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So it's not as crazy long as you think.
I guess so. When I say 3 months, it's because his contract's supposedly up April 31st.
Right.
So we wouldn't.
Right. But again, so if it is a story, right, the story's for Mania. Well, the Rumble's over, and this comes out, and this is when the stories start for WrestleMania.
I guess so.
You know, so, well, that makes sense. And maybe they're trying a different approach. to storytelling. And if it is a payoff to him to wrestle Triple H, then
or somebody. Then bounce and then bounce. The thing, I don't know, it's just strange to me because it's like, you know, one of the bigger topics is like, look, starting Monday, starting the next Raw,
right.
This is in the air. So anything right. he does, it's in the air that right. you're leaving. And because even if it turns out to be a work, and I'll be pretty surprised, but here we go, it's still like you now have to spend the next 2 months with like, there's a bunch of factors with Ronda Rousey, right? We're going to talk about Ronda in the next segment. But Ronda got booed a lot on Monday.
Right.
And I think part of it is because people like Becky Lynch, and she is Becky Lynch's opponent. So people boo Rousey because they like Lynch. There's a factor of that. But I also think you saw the crowds, you know, change their tide and start to boo her a lot more when the announcement came out with Meltzer that she was going to take off.
Right.
And we've talked about this 1,000 times. It's just how human nature works. 100 people hear the story. 40 people hear it wasn't true.
Right.
And so the majority of the fans probably still think that Rousey's out of here.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? And so they're booing her for that too. You know what I mean? They ate Brock Lesnar and Goldberg alive because they knew that was their last match and they were pissed. And so when it comes to Dean Ambrose, like, look, I'm not going to tell you he's going to get booed out of the building. In fact, I think he'll probably get cheered a lot so people can think they can maybe change his mind.
Yeah.
But it's weird that now you have acknowledged this publicly with his real name. Because starting Monday, this guy does anything, it's like, yeah, well,
you're leaving.
Aren't you out of here? You're like, isn't that right. something that has to be like, you know, honestly, doesn't that have to be taken into consideration with what we do with him creatively now?
Yeah. It has to be.
I would think so. All right. So just to pivot really quickly, because there was speculation aside, there was an actual release today based on his request. And this is a guy that, you know, who knows, might go to AEW. I am not.
I doubt it.
I am not going to sit here on every single time that somebody's unhappy and go, well, they're probably going to go to AEW. Because not everybody's going to go to AEW.
No, he's going to go back to Japan.
And here's the thing. Hideo Itami is super respected. The limited amount of work I got to see him in NXT and 205 is good. He's good. But he's not a star.
No.
Hideo Itami is not a star. We've got to be real here. Hideo Itami is not a star.
No.
And WWE didn't help him become a star, but he wasn't a star before, and he's not a star now.
I would disagree with that.
You think he was a star before?
Like
Kenta?
In wrestling circles, like, again, you have to kind of think about when he was. The name that he comes with
but
was...
But Pro Wrestling Noah is pretty niche in the world of wrestling. No?
Right, but he also wrestled in Ring of Honor, you know, so he's been around. The name is good. Like, I knew who he was when he was, coming.
Would you call him a star?
I think your idea of what a wrestling star is strictly WWE related.
No, because Okada's a star.
You know?
Kushida's a star.
Yeah, and so he was like Kushida. I would put him in that,
you think
that
he
same...
Was, you think he was 5 years ago?
I think he was.
Okay.
You know, because he's not on the level of, like, a Nakamura... But if we're talking about Kushida or at this point, a Jushin Thunder Liger, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Liger's been in the business for 25 years. 5 years ago, you know, I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't know if 5 years ago he was the star that Kushida is today going into NXT. Because he's on, like, Kushida's going into NXT. So there really is an apples to apples comparison.
Right.
And I don't think that he is the star Kushida is. He was 5 years ago.
So the difference between that is Kushida helps you watch Japanese wrestling.
Yep.
Kenta makes you watch Japanese wrestling so that you know who Kushida is now.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Sort of. It's just that he was Pro Wrestling Noah, not New Japan. And so it was like
right. But that fact is
it's just to me that's like it's like if you're the biggest star on Impact. You're definitely a person, but you're not one of the biggest stars in America. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't think the average wrestling fan actually knows who Brian Cage is, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? But he neither here nor there. What do you think of his time in this company? Because it's snake bitten. It's up and down. It's nobody's fault either. It's not WWE's fault. It's not his fault. It's just, I don't think it worked.
Yeah, it didn't work. He needs to get out of here. He needs to go back somewhere, whether it is Ring of Honor, Pro Wrestling Noah, New Japan, Doesn't matter. But he's got to get out of here because it just doesn't fit here. And we see this in sports all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Where a free agent comes in and they were hot shit on an old team and they left and they came onto this new team and it's like, wow, this guy's going to be great. And then not that great. And then they move on to the next one and they're great again. You know, it's not, it's just, it didn't fit there, you know? And I think that that's kind of where we're at with Hideo Itami.
There's definitely a very cool, interesting parallel universe. And we will talk about parallel universes on an episode of No, You're Crazy, streaming Thursday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Synergy.
But there is a very cool, interesting alternate universe where you see what would have happened if Kenta or Hideo Itami stayed healthy. Because that was what it was. It's
right.
That's why I absolutely have to throw out there that it's not a fault thing. Because it's not his fault for getting hurt, and it's not WWE's fault for having to constantly regroup and not ultimately find the guy worthy of, you know, round four of the of a reintroduction. It's just the way it happened. It's not a fault thing. But yeah, when I think of Hideo Itami's run in the company, it's going to be, the word I guess I'll use is disappointing. Just because like he came in with as much fanfare as Finn Balor and Kevin Owens, right? And look, I don't know if he was ever going to ascend to the star level of Kevin Owens and Finn Balor. Kevin Owens is a former Universal Champion. Finn Balor is technically a former Universal Champion. Owens is an Intercontinental Champion, an NXT Champion.
A United States Champion.
A U.S. Champion. Worked with John Cena right away. Finn Balor has been relevant his entire...
He just wrestled Brock Lesnar for the Universal title.
Exactly. Whether it be from NXT to main roster, he has been relevant and popular since Jump, right? So I don't know if he would have been on their level, but there's definitely a world out there where he did a lot more than what he did in this, you know, snake-bitten, injury-prone scenario. So, like, look, just to, you know, bring it back to close it off to so we can get to Ronda Rousey, I'm not going to miss Hideo Itami.
No.
Because I don't remember a goddamn thing he did. You know
the
what only, I mean?
The coolest thing he did was hit the go to sleep at that NXT underground basement show.
Meerkat show. You're right.
Yeah, right.
The only thing I remember with him is him introducing Balor and them tagging together, I think, at a takeover.
Yeah.
And I don't remember much else because there wasn't much else. And his stuff in 205 was good, and he's a good wrestler. So at no point am I like, yeah. But will I miss him?
No.
How did you get the opportunity to miss him? Like, how can you be real and tell me you're going to really actually notice a difference with him here or not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, today when I heard he got released, it reminded me he was on the roster.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? But bringing it back to Dean Ambrose, just to close it off. When it comes to Dean Ambrose, like I said before, he's a good musician. He's in the wrong band. Dean Ambrose has never done anything for me. So you're going to ask me, will I miss Dean Ambrose? I won't. But let me throw this at you, right? As our final thought on the on the subject. So I'm a Brock Lesnar fan, right? So if you told me that Brock Lesnar in April, so let's reverse the names, and Brock Lesnar has said WrestleMania will be his last wrestling match.
Yep. Okay?
So I would tell you that I will miss Brock Lesnar and Raw will not.
Right.
So with Dean Ambrose, I will miss Dean Ambrose. Will Raw?
No.
I won't miss Dean Ambrose. Will Raw?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so just because...
Will you miss Dean Ambrose?
I don't. I won't. He doesn't move the needle one way or another just because his character is not compelling for me.
Okay.
And something that this WWE roster desperately needs right now is a little thinning. We got to get rid of some people's. Because
there's tough cuts when everybody you sign as a star, you're gonna have to face some tough cuts.
And it's just you refuse to change your storytelling method in the sense of everybody's on this show and everybody appears and you use the same guys and the same guys are here when they're here. And if that's gonna be you're gonna use the same 15 guys, then yeah, I don't need guys 16 through 20.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
And it's like if Dean Ambrose gets out of here, well, then, yeah, that means that there is room for more people to do more things. with this roster.
Let me say something that's going to be unpopular, I'm sure, to at least half the crowd, but bring it on. I enjoy the debate. I never, and this I understand with our origins, I know how blasphemous this must sound.
I
never need to see the Shield again, because the Shield are, the thing about the Shield, and we've seen it unfold. So the Beatles were a band from 1961 to 1969. They never saw the 1970s, right? As far as like recording studio albums are concerned, right? They were around for a limited period of time. You liked everything they did. Then they fell off the planet. They never reunited. Then John died. Then George died. Then they can't reunite, right?
Yeah, right.
So they never did. And it's just this beautiful, wonderful little vacuumous space in time where this band exists, and it's perfect to a lot of people, right? And with the Shield came, and the Shield were a ball of fire, and they burned through this roster, and they scorched everything, and it was incredible. They got people back into wrestling. They got people invested in the show again. They became the three of, and one guy, the biggest stars in the company, right? It's a huge, huge accomplishment and a very big deal. And when it lived in this little sealed container from about 2012 to about 2014, that was amazing. Let's call it 2011-ish even though I think it was closer to 12.
Right.
And those 2-3 years were so good, and their every match they had was great. And they swept Evolution, and they won at WrestleMania, and they won all the titles, and it was great. And then in that little bubble of time, it was beautiful, right? And thought of, I think, a little differently than it was when they dusted them off to be Roman and the Dogs. We went through that period where Seth and Dean were just hanging out to be like, yeah, we got to get this guy over. Because, sorry, that's what it was.
Oh, that's exactly what it was.
And so the fact that if, and it's, again, for all sorts of reasons, I'm going to use if in capitals, if he really is done with the company, something that I'm psyched about is we can't do the Shield anymore.
I know.
Because we're not going to replace him. As fun as it was when Kurt Angle was in it, there won't be a permanent replacement to Dean Ambrose and the Shield. And the idea that we can't just do that anymore.
It helps.
Is awesome.
It helps.
It's great.
Because we got to do something else.
Because guess what? Guess what was unbelievable? Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and China. Right? That was gold.
Yeah.
And you know, guess what was good, but not as good? Triple H, the New Age Outlaws, and X-Pac. That was good, but it wasn't as good. And then guess what was all right? The McMahon Helmsley faction with featuring the New Age Outlaws and X-Pac.
Yeah.
And Green. And that wasn't great. And then how about when Triple H and Shawn Michaels came back like 7 years ago? And that was okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't 1997.
No, it wasn't.
And how about that Saudi Arabia match that shouldn't even have happened at all, right?
I haven't seen it.
Yep, it's terrible. And now, I'm telling you, DX is viewed a lot differently than it would have been if they stopped around 2000.
Yeah,
right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the Shield being put in a time capsule, I think is great. I do. I never need to see them again. I hate the laziness that comes with just like, what's a thing they'll definitely like and throw it out there?
Yeah.
That's lazy. Now they can't do it again if he's really gone. And so guess what they're going to have to do?
They got
to
try.
And here's the last little, and I know it's not going to happen, but here's the last little fun little tidbit.
The fifth last thing?
Right, exactly. Roman Reigns has an opportunity now to shift potentially because the three of them are going to be linked forever. And Dean Ambrose was our go-to, like, you'll be the bad guy, right?
Right.
Seth Rollins can be as well. But if we're going to keep Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns together and pair them and link them because of their brotherhood and all that nonsense, then maybe, just maybe, without Dean Ambrose, one time, we're going to need Roman Reigns to be the bad guy. Because if we're going to link Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns, sometimes we might want Rollins to be the good guy. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, this affords him the opportunity to be a more dynamic character. Who knows? It'll be very interesting to see what happens with Dean Ambrose. Because we're watching in ASAP Jax. Who will be the former that benefits most from Dean Ambrose going?
It's probably going to be Finn Balor.
I think so as well. Maybe Bray Wyatt if he comes back, because at least there's a spot.
If he didn't come back at the Royal Rumble, he's not in this Mania season.
Yeah, that could very well be true. And maybe. Because I'm not convinced Bray Wyatt's going to wrestle again. His Twitter's getting weird, and weird for him, not weird because he's Bray Wyatt. When we come back, Ronda Rousey's been in the WWE for one full year, and we will talk about what we thought about her year so far. We will rank Ronda Rousey's rookie run when the New Age Insiders come right back.
Alliteration, baby.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAIPod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAIPod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie Jamikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one. Myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner, Jamie Jamikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
The Royal Rumble has come and gone, and it's officially Mania season again, which means it's tailgate time. The Mania Club tailgate party takes over the parking lots of MetLife Stadium for the 4th annual event benefiting Connor's Cure on Sunday, April 7th. This year, for the cost of just $70, your ticket price will benefit Connor's Cure and aid in the fight against pediatric cancer, and includes all-you-can-eat food, all-you-can-drink beer, soda, juice and water, a music DJ, a live interactive WrestleMania pre-show featuring the New Age Insiders, special guests, and more. There will also be several raffles, and participation in our legendary cosplay contest for your chance to win some amazing prizes is highly encouraged. Underage? No worries. The Mania Club Tailgate Party is a family-friendly event, and all the previously mentioned, minus the alcoholic beverages, are included for just $40. Tickets are available right now via links available through the Mania Club Facebook page, at Mania Club WWE on Twitter, or by visiting newageinsiders.com/tailgate. The official parking lot number will be announced very soon, so stay tuned for the final location, which will be closer to the big event than ever before. Once again, join us April 7th from 11 to 4 on Mania Sunday for the ultimate tailgate party with the Mania Club, with proceeds benefiting Connor's Cure. We'll see you there.
Oh, baby. We here at the New Age Insiders have been expanding our sponsorship and got our first actual real-life big boy sponsor.
Super exciting.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's really exciting. A listener of the show and a Patreon reached out to us. He's a manager over at Dungarin's in Newton, Massachusetts.
That's 344 Elliott Street in Newton, Massachusetts.
Absolutely. And he was like, hey, we want to sponsor the New Age Insiders because we love supporting local businesses, and we're a local business. And so he was like, come on in, try the food. And so,
yeah, it was awesome. The drinks were great. The food was outstanding. I do not like eggplant, and the eggplant fries were terrific. Great calamari, too, and I'm a calamari snob because I'm a seafood aficionado.
See, and so, I don't like calamari or eggplant. Had both of them. Loved them.
Yeah, but Dungarin's was awesome, and you can find them in Newton, Massachusetts. And that was where's the address for Dungarin's?
It's 344 Elliott Street.
There you go.
Right. So, and this week, obviously, the big game is on Sunday. I don't know if we can say it because it's definitely...
No, we definitely can't.
Yeah, you get sued if you say them.
It's amazing how you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah. I think that that's ultimately what Vince McMahon was going for with the XFL with the big game at the end so that he could copyright the big game. And so then there'd be nothing you could say.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. But for the big game on Sunday, you can pre-order all kinds of stuff at Dungarons to bring to your Super Bowl party.
That's right. Quarts of chili, buckets of chicken wings. It's going to be incredible.
And if you're not going to have the party at your house, why not go to Dungarons and you can grab yourself a Patriots Punch, which was unbelievable.
That was unreal.
It definitely had alcohol in it. 16 beers on tap, endless combinations for craft cocktails. Dungarons was awesome and officially New Age Insiders approved.
Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders. Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
Oh, it's so angry.
It's as angry as Ronda Rousey should be.
Yeah, but it's only as angry as Shayna Baszler is.
I love Shayna Baszler so much.
I think we all do.
I love Shayna Baszler so much.
So we are a little bit over a year removed from the debut of the baddest woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey, coming to WWE.
Yeah, she debuted at the 2018 Royal Rumble. We were there.
Yeah, we were. It was
what
exciting.
A weekend.
Yeah,
we tried
a lot.
We tried North America's most overrated food, which is a Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
Give me a New England steak and cheese over Cheese Whiz on rectangular meat any day.
So I enjoyed the Cheese Whiz aspect of it.
I did too.
I just think that
it was overblown.
Well, the problem
was high school cafeteria quality food.
Yeah, no, it was. But I also think that the problem was is we went to the Regina's Pizza, and I know that that's like a super local place, but like we went to the Regina's Pizza cheesesteak places.
But we went to like the two places we like had to go.
Right, but they were also the Regina. Like, when you come to Boston, you got to go to get the pizza at Regina's Pizza.
And was who the hell recommends Regina's?
The people that are not from here but come here.
Oh, no. I was told
I love Regina's.
Oh, yeah, but you don't recommend Regina's pizzeria?
It's the same thing with, like, legal seafood, right? It's the same concept where it's like, if anybody was to ask you where to get a slice of pizza, you would never say Regina's Pizza.
Yeah, but yeah, because I would send them to Sullivan's instead of seafood.
Right, exactly. So it's the same thing where it's like, oh, when you go to get a Philly cheesesteak, you got to go to Pat's and Gino's. And it's like, yeah, you're probably
but I
wrong.
Feel like we got the idea conceptually, right? Like, how much better could those other places have been?
See, I think it's a meat thing. I think that the meats weren't great. Because, like, you know.
We also ate them outside.
Yeah.
And it was cold and bitter.
Remember when Kelly's roast beef was like two places?
Yeah.
And it was good?
Yes.
And now they got like 15.
Now it's corporate.
And it's corporate and it's not as good?
Yeah.
Same deal.
Oh, no.
Like, you're producing at such a volume that you have to sacrifice quality.
Yeah. Correct. I mean, conceptually, it makes a lot of sense.
That's what it is. Sure. I think that if we went to Pat's or Gino's 25, 30 years ago, place would have been bananas.
Yeah, right.
But we went in 2018 and it was not.
That weekend was fun.
I also
it had its highs, it had its lows, but that weekend was fun.
Was and he was peeing the whole time.
Oh my god, yeah, that was fucking piss palooza. Speaking of pee, if you want to be a New Age Insider's Patreon and hear the pee story, as well as our backlog catalog, you go to patreon.com/New Age Insiders. Immediately following this show, we are live on patreon.com/New Age Insiders. If you subscribe now on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV, and if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV for free. It's called Twitch Prime, no charge. Yep. Jeff Bezos might be getting a divorce, but he still gets to split $250 billion with his ex-wife, and the New Age Insiders don't. So you can go to Twitch Prime and subscribe today, and that's how you're going to get all the shows and all the fun stuff, including the live stream, because we can't control the Patreon like backorder stuff. It's their site. We have no control. But we can give you a link to the live stream after these shows Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and that's what you get if you subscribe right now on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. It's a fun animation, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, so we got to get It's Happening to be like a thing.
Okay.
So like when you do like subscribe, It goes, it's happening.
Well, I assure you that unfortunately there are several sound bites of that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's readily available.
Yeah, so we'll work on that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my new project.
So shout out to Dungaren. Shout out to the Mania Club. Shout out to everything going on in the New Age Insiders world. We're already off to an awesome start in 2019, and it is not the start of her run, but it's the start of her second year for the baddest woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey. She has been in the WWE for give or take 1 year now, debuting at a Rumble and then defending a women's championship 1 year later at the next. What have you thought about Ronda Rousey in WWE? And, you know, then we'll get to her future and all that stuff, but just kind of year to date, what have you thought of Rousey so far?
I've liked it. It's not what I expected, but she's been very good at this.
What did you expect?
I expected her to not be as good and be on a Brock-like schedule.
And, I think a lot of people did.
And she's way better at this than I anticipated.
Okay.
She was a part of my favorite match at last year's WrestleMania.
Yep.
And she's here all the time.
Yeah, she's a real roster member.
She's even started a open challenge where after the pay-per-view, she has an open challenge.
Right, it's awesome. So here's the thing about Rousey. Longtime listener to this show know that one of my favorite things in sports is competitive fighting sports. I love boxing. I love Tyson fights. I love good MMA. Not all MMA.
I love Bellator.
But good MMA. I really enjoy fighting. You know, shout out to Danny Russ, who I've talked boxing with over the years. And so the idea of Ronda Rousey coming to the company always pushed my buttons. Like, this is something that has given me great perspective on Vince McMahon in general, as weird as that might sound. Because people say that, like, Vince McMahon prioritizes mainstream athletes, mainstream celebrities, fighters, and people go, well, I don't like that, and Vince McMahon doesn't get me. And this has given me the perspective to go, hey, don't speak for everybody, because
right.
I do. I do like the fighters. I do like Brock Lesnar. I do like Ronda Rousey. I do like Shayna Baszler. I do like Sonya Deville. Those are the kind of things that, you know, I liked Ken Shamrock back in the day.
Yeah.
And so those do push my buttons. And Vince is right that there's a market for that. He is. He's right. He's usually right, whether we want to admit it or not. But the point being is that when Rousey got signed, I was jazzed. I was super thrilled because I thought this is the biggest celebrity athlete. That's the wrong order. She is the biggest female celebrity athlete in the world, maybe other than Serena Williams. Serena Williams is the only female athlete I can think of that's as
close.
That's as world famous as Ronda Rousey is, right? And so I looked at her and I'm like, no brainer, easy get. Because to me, the two people that Vince McMahon most wishes he could have found a way to make WWF champion over the years, WWE champion over the years, it's not Kenny Omega. It's, you know what I mean? It's not, I don't know. It's not Tanahashi. It's not.
It's not a wrestler.
Right. Well, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Because if he could have found a way to put the belt on Arnold Schwarzenegger,
that would be huge.
Gigantic mega movie star.
To the point where that is so true, I'm shocked that The Rock isn't Universal Champion.
Right. And just barely here sometimes and has it and takes the movie appearances.
I think if he didn't tear his everything and Hollywood blamed that for the reason why Hercules sucked.
Yep.
Which isn't the case. It was a bad movie.
Right, exactly.
But they blame the reason because of him.
No, he'll never wrestle again while he's got a movie in under contract.
Right. And that's unfortunate because that certainly would be the case, especially on this type of schedule where Brock doesn't show up all the time.
Yep.
So if you
The Rock could work this schedule.
Yeah. The Rock could easily work this schedule.
Right. And so, and
if he has enough time to do the Titan Games.
Exactly. And he's got all sorts of side projects.
Yeah.
And so Schwarzenegger is because he's the biggest movie star in the world and look at all those muscles. And then it's Tyson because at the time he was the biggest star in sports other than Michael Jordan, right? Yeah. And so those are the guys. And so I always understood the appeal of Ronda Rousey coming in here and Ronda Rousey being successful. I always understood why Vince McMahon would want to make that happen. And it's a brilliant strategy because, like, look, who got us here? Sasha Banks and Charlotte, primarily. Alexa Bliss did too. Bayley did too. Becky Lynch did too. Asuka did too. Nikki Bella kind of did too.
She helped.
Right? You know what I mean? But Sasha Banks and Charlotte, to me, really, really got us here. And then Ronda Rousey comes and goes, yep, I am the biggest possible exclamation point you could put at the end of the sentence you guys wrote. And she is.
Yeah.
And I never knew what to expect. I think if I really thought about it, I would have expected her to work a Brock-like schedule and be limited. I definitely, definitely thought she was going to start off squashing everyone.
Oh, everybody.
Because you got to think about it, right? What was her identity? Her average fight in the UFC was 15 seconds. So I thought WWE, the layup was going to be recreate that and have her smush everybody to pieces in about 10 to 15, 20 seconds.
Right.
And to WWE's credit, she has never squashed anyone.
Right.
She hasn't squashed Alicia Fox. She hasn't squashed Mickey James.
Nobody.
She hasn't squashed anybody. She's not just beaten all your favorites. They've been very good about, you know, picking and it took her a year to get to Sasha Banks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then it was one hell of a fight.
Exactly. Then they made Sasha look good. And so she is complete. I was psyched when she signed, and she exceeded my expectations.
Oh, absolutely.
I think she's had a terrific year.
She has had a terrific, terrific year.
Bill, what do you think of Ronda Rousey and the year she's had?
I've been a huge fan since she came on at the Royal Rumble, and then her match at WrestleMania sold me on her with Triple H and Kurt Angle and Stephanie.
So
that was
good.
Easily the match of the night at in New Orleans. So I was sold from the beginning.
Well, I mean, is she a perfectly rounded stone? No. But what you can tell is that those two building blocks that we had been told about came to fruition. She's a natural athlete, and she knows what wrestling's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
So she's better than you might think a year
She was a fan coming in.
She was her debut match was the match at WrestleMania,
said. It was. And everybody wanted one thing, right, when it came to Ronda Rousey in that match, and it kicked it off on the right foot. At one point in the match, she's such a badass that it's like, no, I want you, Hunter. And I'm going to kick your ass.
Exactly.
And she did. And it's like, wow, that's awesome. It ingrained her in this culture so well where it's like, no, I'm going to fight everybody. I'm the baddest girl on the planet. And they've handled her so well. They've, you know, like you said, she didn't come in here and just start squashing people, which has helped her with the fans because, yeah, they could have easily turned on her if, match one, she's wrestling Hunter and Stephanie, and that's a match. And then it's 15 seconds against Alicia Fox, 15 seconds against Charlotte.
Wins the title right away.
Wins it right away. You know, it definitely helped taking her match at Money in the Bank, having Alexa Bliss steal the thing, because now it's like...
She can win the belt for two more months.
Right, and it gives you that same... thing that Shayna Baszler kind of went through in a different way, where it's, I know how to fight, now I got to learn how to wrestle. And it was different, and it worked.
So Danny is listening live, Danny Frost, hashtag wrestling. I'm going to assume that your Twitch name is your Twitter name. He usually loves fighters. He loves DeVille. He loved Ken Shamrock like I did. But he hates Baszler. He doesn't know why. He hates Baszler so much he can't figure out why.
You don't like Girlberg?
And Hatin' Ass Max says that Ronda Rousey made him remember how good Sasha Banks was. And that's an awesome compliment right there, that somebody with, you know, a fraction of the ring experience of Sasha Banks can help elevate a performer in your eyes like that. And Max is a smart fan, so he knows what he's looking at. The thing about, and just let's talk about this very quickly. Right, because you mentioned her working with Hunter and like the fact that like we actually did it, right?
Right.
So at the Royal Rumble, we saw Nia Jax enter the men's Royal Rumble and get 619'd, get RKO'd, get tossed out. Now, I'm not telling you that this is the beginning of a new trend, but what do you think about WWE doing something that they have been very, very hesitant for over a decade to do? Which is get the men and the women in there and working each other physically.
I'd love it. I absolutely love it. I hope that it is a trend. I hope they stick to it because these women are badasses. I would love, like, look, it's never going to happen, right? Especially at WrestleMania. But it's like, yeah, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch have started the whole the man thing on Twitter because they were jawing back and forth at each other. Well, yeah. Let's stick him in the ring and see what happens.
Are you ready? Are you, not you.
Yeah.
Do you think WWE is ready? Because here's the thing. 300-pound, and we talk about it.
Right.
So I'm not being a jerk here. 300-pound Nia Jax getting in with the men and feeling, as weird as it is, like she almost belongs because she's so damn big.
Yeah, right.
Is different than 125 pounds, you know, Alexa Bliss. Like yeah. We joke about like what Alexa Bliss won the. I mean, Becky Lynch won the Royal Rumble. Should she challenge Brock? And I know that's a joke, but are we ready for a one-on-one match?
Of any variety? Yeah, I think that we can be, but yeah, you definitely have to pick and choose your spots because, yeah, Drew McIntyre versus Alexa Bliss is not believable.
Yeah.
And it's just a size thing because at the same time, having, let's just say, Nia Jax versus Kalisto.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Like, Tamina versus Dolph Ziggler feels like a pick 'em.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I could go either way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But no, if we stuck Kalisto in there against Nia Jax, I would assume Nia Jax would just use her power to toss that little man around.
Because you see where people use intergender wrestling in the independent scenes, and it's like, it's usually not matches like, don't get me wrong, after what they did together in the spot at the Rumble, Jordynne Grace fought Brian Cage that weekend, right?
Right.
A promoter jumped all over what they did on night A and booked them for night B.
Yeah, right.
Right? And so Jordynne Grace versus Brian Cage looks a lot like, you know, Bruce Banner who can't turn into the Hulk versus the Hulk.
See, but at the same time, you're looking at those two characters, right?
And she's a power lifter.
They're both supposed to be super strong.
And what I mean, and you're right, maybe that is a good example then, because usually what Jordynne Grace is doing is like, so when Jordynne Grace puts on like truly a five-star match with David Starr,
right.
It's because, well, she's bigger than him.
Right, exactly.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
And so the example I give is, yeah, Alexa Bliss versus Drew McIntyre doesn't look right, and people want to get hung up on that's why that's a problem, where at the same time Nia Jax versus Kalisto doesn't look right either, but nobody wants to talk about that one,
right?
And so with any intergender match, you have to put it together in the same way where it's like, yeah, Becky Lynch versus Seth Rollins kind of feels like they could go.
Like, even, like you said, because you're right, because it is a size thing, and the eyeballs are a huge part of this.
Right.
Like, even Nia Jax versus Randy Orton
doesn't
look like a crazy mismatch.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But Randy Orton versus Sasha Banks does.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and absolutely.
And so it is a size and perception thing because, yeah, it does. If the guy is so much bigger than the girl, then, yeah, that's going to be scary. If Charlotte gets in there with Brock Lesnar, Charlotte's going to look terrible.
Yeah, right.
But that's because Brock Lesnar is an eight person.
Exactly.
Right? And again, if it's Randy Orton versus Charlotte, well, that might look right.
Yeah, no, I do agree.
So
no,
I
do agree.
So I think that it's very much a perception thing.
Sure. So just to get through this hurdle real quick as we wrap up and get ready to go over to patreon.com/newageinsiders. WWE has disputed the reports that Ronda Rousey is going to walk away after WrestleMania. She's under contract till 2021. They expect her to fulfill said contract. That's their public acknowledgement of it. But there is definitely a chance that she might take some sort of, like, you know, little sabbatical or something after, and a real one, not a punk one, a real sabbatical where she, you know, intentions to come back.
Yeah, she's out for 2 months.
What do you think, regardless if she takes a break or not, what do you think Ronda Rousey's future is from this point forward? Is she going to main event WrestleMania? Is she going to win? Is she going to stay? How long? What are you just projecting from here to, let's say, so what we've done now is evaluate from 2018 to 19. Why don't you project from 19 to 20?
There's so much left on that vine in terms of...
She has stuff to do.
There's so much stuff to do. We haven't done it all.
She has to win the tag titles with Brock.
Yes, she does.
I want that so bad.
But even still, it's like, look, right now as it sits, and things can change and who knows, but, you know, it didn't seem like Charlotte put up a huge stink on SmackDown about not winning the Women's Royal Rumble, so... It doesn't look like we're on the path for her to enter that match.
So far, it looks more like Rousey versus Lynch.
It looks like Rousey versus Lynch. So we now still have the one-on-one championship match against Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
That we haven't gotten.
Championship match.
Championship match.
Because Survivor Series was
non-title. Yes, that was one of them.
Exactly. Survivor Series was non-title.
We haven't seen Ronda Rousey in any of the specialty matches. She hasn't been in a Hell in a Cell, hasn't been in a cage, hasn't been in a ladder match, and Those are all interesting.
And the thing about, we haven't even talked about the fact that she hasn't done the horsewomen stuff.
Right.
That is still something that a lot of people want to see.
Yeah.
She hasn't taken on, like, I don't know, Trish Stratus, if we wanted to do something like that. Yeah. She's not even done with the active roster. But yeah, the biggest things that strike me, you're right, are the showdown with Lynch, the championship showdown with Charlotte, and doing the horsewomen stuff.
Yeah.
There's still stuff for
that's huge. She hasn't won a Royal Rumble.
Right.
Which you want to get her name on that list.
She hasn't been in one.
Right. She showed up at the end of the first one.
Wasn't in this last
and
one.
And wasn't in this
she
one.
She hasn't been in a Royal Rumble.
Right. So it's like she's got one of those to win. She's got a Money in the Bank to potentially win.
Yep.
You know?
And then she's got to win the tag team titles with Brock Lesnar.
Right. Please. Speaking of tag team titles, something that happened over the weekend that we didn't get to talk about that I do want to touch on before we head on over to Patreon.
.com/NewAgeInsiders.
/NewAgeInsiders. Is that the War Raiders became the first team ever to be the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, and NXT Tag Team Champions.
They sure did.
And they will complete the grandest of tag slams.
Yeah. When they become the
WWE.
A five-run home run. that'll be when they win the WWE tag team titles.
That'll be four.
Yeah. Is that so? Yeah. IWGP, Ring of Honor, NXT, and then what culture?
Yeah.
And not chaotic.
I know. Can we talk about that for a second?
Because nope. I did wrestle there once.
Yeah. I didn't win anything.
Yeah. I can tell you. I'll tell you right now that is the, like, I used to talk to Jamie about that. I'm like, Todd is like your best friend. Like, like legitimately.
Yeah, right.
And you can't get, like, they were at the time Ring of Honor champions.
I know.
They didn't even get to Japan to win those titles yet. And it's like, you can't figure out a weekend to get Raymond Rowe up here?
I know. Don't even. Don't. But congratulations to a truly awesome dude in Todd Warbeard Hansen. I've sent him a congratulations text after he's won everything. Sending him a congratulations text after he won the NXT tag team titles was particularly awesome. And he got back to me right away because he's a good dude.
Yeah.
Wrestlers, let it be known that good people succeed in this business. But yeah, huge shout out to Todd Warbeard Hansen. I think the future is extremely bright for Ronda Rousey, and she's going to go down as a megastar. I think she's already excellent, and I think she's going to wind up going down as somebody really special, and you're going to enjoy this whole run. I think it's going to last about 3 years total, which means about two more, which is all it really has to be. But I think that I would legitimately, sincerely give Rousey's first year in this company an A.
Absolutely.
Is she the best talker? No.
No.
Do they ask her to be, like, here's the only frustration. Her character is, oh, shucks, I really want the crowd's approval.
Yeah, right.
When I really do want her to be a ruthless, bloodthirsty killer, you know what I mean? Or at least more.
Right.
Because it's weird how much her character is requesting approval.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But you're nitpicking to the fact that what I really care about is the matches, and they're all good.
They've
all been good. And so I just think that Rousey deserves a lot of credit. And I don't know. I've just seen a lot of hate on her lately, and she got booed pretty bad on Monday and all that stuff. But, I mean, I think that she's something special. I think she's done a great job. If you enjoy what you hear, you got to go to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders right now. Jump over from twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders TV live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock and get to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl, keeping the convo going, having some fun. There's no rules. It's a loosen the tie, talk to the friends kind of live stream experience. And if you subscribe to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders TV right now using your Amazon Prime or just subscribing on your own, you get to access to that live stream. Bill's going to send you a link and you're going to get to join the fun as well. And if you become a patron, you get 5 exclusive shows a month, including Be Heard. Last week's was super duper fun. We had a blast. 5 shows a month, 1 a week, daily rewards, a ton going on. Tomorrow night, Thursday, wherever your Thursday, January 31st is in your world, yesterday, today, tomorrow, or a year from now ago, the debut of Know You're Crazy. We're going to be breaking down Aliens,
their role on planet Earth as you know it, UFOs, extraterrestrials, and government cover-ups.
And if you join the Patreon, we'll play you the intro.
Ooh, it's very good. Bill did an outstanding job. You're also going to want to make sure you go over to newageinsiders.com. That's where you can find everything that Stryker's got going on with that movie show, the Stryker Cinema Series, where he's plowing through the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, my God.
They're great reads, and make sure you're watching along and having a good time. We're going to be doing an NAI Neighborhood Watch soon, and the future
We did our first official video live stream, so that was up there. We did Ready to Rumble this past weekend.
We did, and we had a lot of fun.
So we have actually figured out how to start doing these on Twitch.
Exactly.
So, you know, the Neighborhood Watches, they'll become a regular thing. It'll be a ton of fun.
No, You're Crazy comes to you Thursday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Get your tickets on newageinsiders.com/tailgate to the party of the year, the WrestleMania Connor's Cure Mania Club tailgate. The New Age Insiders are putting on a wrestling show Saturday, April 6th. We need you guys to come along, have a blast, have a weekend, and thank you so much. But the party keeps going. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. My name is Jason Maltov.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. Find us on Twitter and all over the place. Instagram, Facebook, everything but Snapchat because I don't get it. At New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. The website, newageinsiders.com/tailgate, gets you to the party. Go to patreon.com/newageinsiders to keep this thing going. And thank you so much for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. Ronda Rousey's awesome.
We out.